Welcome to the very first episode of Runner's High, aka RH Podcast, High Dose. Here, we'll try and unpack some practical issues plaguing runners, give you some inspiring stories, and talk about, well, pretty much everything and anything related to running. I'm Swati, your host and dose for this week. For the very first episode, I thought, what would be a better way to start than to talk about mothers? Not being one myself, I'm just in awe of their time management and endless energy resource. From taking care of kids, to their schedules, to examinations, cooking, and finally also have time for training. How do they do it? Here we talk to the members of the RH group who juggle motherhood and training. We hope to be a resource to encourage mothers all over to run and maybe provide a pro tip or two. Or just let you know, when you're struggling to keep all those balls in the air, you're not alone. Without much delay, welcome our first mom. Drum roll, please.
So let's dive right in and meet our first mother. The first mother that we're going to talk to is Vasudha. Vasudha is a self-confessed fitness enthusiast and a trainer. She joined RS in 2017, and she's going to tell more about herself. Hi, Vasudha. Do you want to tell our audience something about you?
Hi, Swati. So let me come straight to this. I'm nearly 40, and I started running when I was 36. And believe me, before that, I had never, ever run before, not even 100 meters. So a little bit about my background. I'm from Mumbai, born and raised there. And life was pretty much in fifth gear until my husband and I moved with bad baggage and baby to Bangalore in 2013. I was a communications professional and I have worked in advertising, media houses and in the corporate sector for a while. But irrespective of how crazy my day was, I always found 45 to 60 minutes in a day to work out.
Wow.
I have been a fitness freak from the age of 15. And that dedication and motivation probably has only increased, you know, since then. But the approach and the philosophy has matured over the years. So from working out and starving myself and striving to look thin, now it's all about looking and feeling strong and nourishing myself. I consider myself lucky that I could convert my passion for fitness into my profession. And it's been 3 years, so I've been a fitness coach now. And my daughter, Saisha, is 10. She loves to read and currently she's training for her black belt in karate.
Wow.
In a way, being with Arich, I've made so many friends and each one is an inspiration in his or her own right. And I'm glad that I can share that with Saisha so that she knows that there are absolutely no limits to what one can achieve. Because I have to talk about my husband, Rohan, my rock steady pillar. So from dropping me to, you know, running locations at unearthly hours at 3:30 and 4:30 a.m. to making my breakfast when I get back home, he's a, you know, dedicated runner's hobby. Without his support, this whole shift in, you know, my career and running would not have been possible at all. So yeah, that's my small little world.
That's amazing. Little bit about, was it difficult for you to restart your fitness regime after giving birth to Saisha?
Not really. In fact, you know, throughout my pregnancy also, I ensured that I worked out. So, you know, because it is necessary, in fact, it is necessary for pregnant women. You know, we always, our society always says you need to eat right, eat well, eat more. You know, you need to eat for two people. And I really didn't believe in all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to eat more ghee so that the baby slips out easily. This is what we have heard growing up.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead, I made sure that I ate right, ate well. At the same time, exercise well because that is extremely important for, you know, your body as well as your mind. So throughout my pregnancy also, I made sure that I worked out well.
So this is a good tip for all the new moms and moms-to-be. Do not eat for two and train well. But another question is, why did you start training in a community and why not just continue individual running? What did RS as or a community running give you?
So I joined RS in 2017, October 2017. And before that, I used to run on my own. However, there was no structure to this training. Mm-hmm. You know, there were just some random long runs or fun days that we would do, you know, as friends together. We would just get together and run some random. It was nothing scientific about this training. Then on one such instance, when I was waiting for some of my friends to, you know, to group up and run, Mani, who is with JLBR, mm-hmm. he stays in the same apartment as I do. And so he was driving out and he said, "What are you girls up to?" And he said, "We're just going out for a run." And he said, "Why don't you just join me? I'm headed towards Sarjapur." That's where the RH run was happening that day. And he said, "Why don't you just run with the community and see, you know, how it is?" So, we just hopped into his car and got to Sarjapur and saw all these runners, you know, giving each other high fives. And, you know, it was a happy morning, happy Saturday. Everyone was looking really happy and positive. So, and then there was a bench on which there were some bananas and biscuits kept. And he said, "You know, have one banana and start running." And I was like wondering, okay, maybe if I just pick up a biscuit or two, people will think I've come all the way here to the town. So anyway, I grabbed the biscuit and I started my run. And it was really pleasant. It was nice to see the entire group running together and so much of positive energy, everyone feeding off each other's energies. Over the period of time, of course, you know, Runners High has an event called Anandiana, which I participated in for a couple of times after I moved to Bangalore. And the whole atmosphere there, so positive, everyone, people from different backgrounds, different professions, different age groups running together, it was just contagious, the energy. So I joined Runners High and, you know, finally I realized that there is a method to this madness.
Yeah.
You just don't do random runs, no random training, but, you know, there is a scientific approach. And, here is a bunch of people who have, you know, they've been running for all these years, training well, and they're, you know, willing to share their experiences. So why not learn from them? I mean, I'm not saying that you will not make your own mistakes. You will make mistakes, but not as many probably, you know. So, you know, that's one reason why I feel running communities work. And secondly, of course, is the positive atmosphere that, you know, you feed off each other's positive energy. So, yeah, that's the...
Yeah, I think accountability for me really helped, because I don't think I would run as much if I wasn't part of the RS group. Even though I'm just one season old, I feel that
right.
I would not turn up for the run. How is your typical day like? How do you manage to fit in like 45 minutes? You told our listeners that you've been fitting it in since you were 15, I guess, every day. How do you do it?
So, typically, you know, like all runners, my day starts pretty early. Mm-hmm. I start my sessions from 5:15 in the morning and it goes on till about 11-ish classes for the day.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this year has been quite different because my daughter, you know, for her school hasn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, you know, I take a quick 20-minute break in between, rush back home, tie up her hair because she's someone who wants long hair. So I've begged and pleaded for, you know, her to cut her hair. She refuses to do so. My job in the morning is to just get home, tie her hair, and make sure, you know, I drop her to school. That is something that I always like to, you know, to walk her to her school so that we have this little moment in the morning. Rohan ensures that she gets ready and, you know, and we have a cook because my mornings are pretty hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So that kitchen bit is taken care of. I do my intervals and tempos on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that I don't keep classes on those days, early morning classes. And, you know, that's the best thing about being your own boss. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, decide your days and times accordingly, you know, timing accordingly. But, I like I said, I do make time for my own workout. And,
it's your me time.
It's my me time, to be honest. And, that's one thing that I would I believe a healthy mind in a healthy body is, this particular saying,
Yeah.
And I feel that kids pick up a lot from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if I let go of myself and not take out the time to stay fit, my child will do the same tomorrow,
Mm-hmm.
So as a parent, I have this responsibility to ensure that I create the right impression of a good mother, a good parent for my child.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not about sacrificing your own fitness or your own passion or feeling guilty about giving yourself that time. You know, responsibilities and duties are at home have to be shared. It's everyone's duty. And my household, the same principle. We all share duties, we share responsibilities, and we make sure that each one has, spends time towards his or her own passion.
That's great.
How it works.
I was just going to ask you about the well-known mother's guilt. So I have a friend of mine who likes running, but she always tells me that she feels she's a new mother. She feels guilty about leaving her child and going and taking that me time, which is very difficult for me to understand because...
True. And the anxiety is there, especially in case of a new mother. You always want to be there for your child. But you need to understand that the child will start emulating you and you need to set,
good example.
A good example, exactly, for your child that way.
That's really great advice. And what do you listen to if you ever go for a long run on your own, then what do you listen to?
Well, when I started running, I would really play loud music because I was scared that I would... the moment I would hear my own breathing, I will stop, I had that fear. One of the runs, I was running with Prateek, that was my first season with RH. And Prateek is a coach with Runners High, and he was running with me, and he was supposed to pace me that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought if I listen to music and he's giving me this valuable advice, it would look so good if I put music in my ears and run.
Yeah.
And that was the first run I without music, and believe me, it was really liberating. Today I cannot listen to music. I feel it sort of hampers my run. For me, it's all about listening to my breath and my footsteps. That gives me another high altogether.
And so I have the nice podcast. My running.
Yeah.
A little bit of product placement, but yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Maybe. I don't listen to anything. I don't even think about anything. It's just completely blank. I don't think about work. I think about home. So it's just, maybe counting my breaths and number of steps. That's all I do. Nothing too intelligent over there.
I think we're all running towards this kind of meditative space. Everybody's spending a lot of money to have these kind of getaways instead of just putting on your shoes and going out for a run. It might just give you that meditative state that everybody's looking for.
Exactly.
I'm going to end with one question, which I'm going to ask all the mothers. Why are you doing this? Why are you adding another challenge in your life? Isn't life hectic enough for you guys with all the scheduling and the cooking and taking care?
Okay, so my answer is that I run so that I don't become a bad person.
Okay.
So the day I miss a run or I miss my workout, I turn into a grumpy monster. So if you're talking about, life being challenging and us taking up running, if I don't run, I'm going to make life challenging for everyone around me.
Okay. That's
so,
a really good point.
It is for their peace of mind that it's better that I run. But yes, on a serious note, I told you it's my me time. I don't think of home. I don't think of work. I'm not a mother. I'm not a wife. I'm just a runner when I run.
That's
and I love the sound of my breath and my footsteps. So, yeah. So, running feeds my body with adrenaline and my soul with peace. And so, I run, therefore I am. That's our RHC.
That's really beautiful. And with this, we're gonna move on to the next mother. And thank you, Vasudha, for enlightening us with so many interesting facts about your life. And about
Swati, thanks for the interesting questions, Swati. Thanks, really appreciate it.
And with this, I thank Vasudha for being our very first guest on High Dose and letting us take a sneak peek into her life. So, listeners, did you like what you heard? then please join us for our next episode as we discover more running related stories, advice and practices. Don't snooze those alarm buttons and lace up and join us. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you.